interesting about sound, why I work with sound. It is really, in as much as it can evoke a sense of presence, and whether it's about confusing what that presence is or playing with the fact that sound is very easily disembodied. Really interesting about sound is it's quite a good way of creating a sense of doubt or of unsettling something. Sound has a very unstable materiality, like where it actually is, it's constantly vibrating or traveling, moving away from its source, coming back to its source. So it has this inherent instability. Ideally, there would be something that is on a phenomenological, experiential level, somewhat disconcerting, and therefore just in the level of experience, genuine. It's not a representation. It's an ergonomics. It's about how the body knows how to manipulate something prosthetic, some material out there in the world, and make it do something. Sound, image, correlation, synesthesia. It's like it has within the technology all these aspirations and hopes and materializations. It's actually really important to constantly revise how we latch sound and image, how we read, how we engage with language. That's just on a much greater ethical, political level. Or the idea of some kind of code that's just surfacing. So you can just about decipher some things, but it's so vague it becomes this kind of soundscape, full of association, full of possibility and openness. Instability as to what the body is that's making that, what the sound source is. Is it a human voice? Is it a violin? Is it a theremin? Is it? And you hear it and you're like, I can't place this. A lot of music kind of, or films, you know, they just kind of hammer in these ready-made patterns and we just slip into them, and then we kind of just, they're very reassuring and they don't wake us up into action. That's the bit that I don't like, that I find it's really important to resist, that you just slip into it because it's an easy prescriptive kind of, this is how it goes, you know.